Welcome to the Precision Nutrition 5-Day Exercise and Sport Nutrition Coaching Course. Over the next few days, we'll cover important lessons designed to help you become a better health and fitness professional. Using real client stories and research data, I'll give you essential nutrition strategies you can use immediately to take your coaching game to the next level. Before I do that, let me explain why I think nutrition is such an important part of the coaching process. Here's something that often surprises people. Exercise alone, in other words, exercise without nutrition or lifestyle changes, doesn't work all that well. It's especially true when we're looking at changes in body composition, such as losing fat or gaining muscle, which are two of the most common goals your clients will be asking for help with. Now, this isn't just something I'm throwing out there. Several studies, including one done at the University of Texas and another done at the University of Oklahoma, have shown pretty conclusively that without a good nutrition plan, exercise on its own produces pretty disappointing results. Let's have a look at the data. In one of the key studies done at the University of Texas, researchers studied two groups of sedentary people. The first group of 50 was the control group, and they just stayed sedentary for the entire 12-week study. The second group of 50 was the exercise group. This group worked with a trainer to do 3 strength and 2 interval training sessions per week, about 5 total hours of exercise. Both groups were told to keep their diets the same, and data analysis showed that at the end of the study and at the beginning, their diets hadn't changed very much at all. What did the researchers find? Well, although the exercise group did lose statistically more fat than the control group, the total amount of fat the exercisers lost was just 1.5 pounds, or if you use metric, that's just under 0.7 kilograms. So in this study, if these 50 people would have hired personal trainers, they would have spent about 60 hours and $3,000 to $4,000 to lose a mere 1.5 pounds, or less than 1 kilogram of fat. That's not good. A similar experiment was done at the University of Oklahoma. Same type of study, same parameters with one group exercising and one group not, neither group changing their diet much, and the exact same results. People worked hard, but didn't really change their bodies. What we're finding in the research is that exercise alone without nutritional changes isn't all that effective at helping your clients achieve the number one goal they're after. Now, I probably don't have to work too hard to sell you on this idea. You might have even looked at the research or seen how important good nutrition is for your own clients or for yourself. But if you're like a lot of health and fitness pros I talk to, maybe you're not quite sure how to get started with implementing real nutrition coaching into your practice. Or maybe you're worried about what you can and what you can't say to clients, or whether you have the credibility or expertise to give good quality advice. Maybe you're even struggling to make sense of the science of exercise nutrition, which includes advanced topics like how cells work, how the gastrointestinal tract functions, how the body produces and uses energy, or the biochemistry of macronutrients, just to name a few things. I found that people just getting started in the field, or even those who have a practice where all their time, attention, and effort goes into working with clients, aren't quite sure where to begin. So over the next few days, I'm going to help you fast track the process. Step by step, I'll show you exactly how my team and I have been able to produce outstanding results in 45,000 clients that we've worked with over the last 10 years. What kind of results am I talking about? Well, these 45,000 clients have lost a total of 900,000 pounds in our 1-year online coaching program. That's dramatically better than what we saw in those university studies I mentioned. The coolest part is that the top performers are losing as much as 50 or 100 pounds while working with us. Of course, success isn't just about losing fat or gaining muscle. For some people, it's also about improving their health or their athletic performance or how they feel mentally and physically. But none of that's possible if we don't know how to help clients do what they need to be doing every day, over and over and over again. We all know consistency is the most important thing, and that's where our program really shines. Among the 45,000 clients we've coached, on average, they stick to their nutrition and exercise habits about 75% of the time. Think about that. Around 3/4 of the time, our clients are doing exactly what we ask them to do without us ever seeing them in person. Compare that to how often people take their prescribed medications for heart disease, cancer, and diabetes, which is only 55% of the time. Indeed, give people a magic, life-saving pill and they take it only half the time. But with real, psychology-based health and fitness coaching, they stick to exercise and nutrition habits an amazing 3/4 of the time. Imagine how well your clients could be doing if they were sticking to their programs 75% of the time. And remember, that's an average. Our top performers have consistency around 90 to 95%. Sounds awesome, right? Well, it's not magical. It's because we have a system. And now, over the next few days, I'll share that system with you. At the end of the course, you'll have a host of new ideas and tools you can use to start helping your clients get better results, no matter what their goals are. Here's a quick overview of what you'll learn. Step 1, assess. Knowing how to assess your clients effectively will set you up for success right away. In step 1, I'll show you how to do this and share some of the questionnaires and assessments we use when starting with clients. These tools will help you determine exactly what your clients need, where they're starting, and how you can help them best today and over time. From the very first session, you and your client will be motivated and ready for action. Next, you want to make sure you can give advice that clients will understand and use. That brings me to step 2, advise. In step 2, I'll show you how to build a client-centered plan based on the assessments you did in step 1. Next, I'll show you how to share that plan with clients and guide them through the implementation. Best of all, I'll show you how to do it in a way that is clear, informative, and most importantly, in a way that starts getting immediate results. The next question, how do you know if a program's working? By setting outcome and behavior goals and tracking them properly. That brings us to step 3, measure. In step 3, I'll show you how to create the right kind of progress indicators and track them over time. I'll also show you how to gather and analyze the data you get from your client and how to use that data to point the way to the next step, which is step 4, adjust. Like steering a car, you'll need to make small adjustments over time to keep your clients on track. Using the data you collect in step 3, I'll show you how to keep doing more of what's working and how to change what isn't. I'll also show you how to adapt your program to clients' changing bodies and goals, and how to adjust a client's program to avoid the dreaded plateau. And finally, the bonus day. We believe that coaches aren't just cheerleaders or rep counters. Coaches are educators and change makers. Those are pretty amazing and powerful roles. So here's the next step. Step 5, educate and support. In this special bonus lesson, I'll share the best ways to create an environment of learning, skill development, and support. So there you have it. 5 critical steps, each taken from our work with clients, each to be covered over the next few days. Tomorrow, step 1, assess. I'll see you then.